Dale Dennis has been with the Kansas State Department of Education for more than half a century now. He started there in 1967. He is the head of school finance for the state, and while the average Kansan may never have heard of him, in education circles, he is very well known, and I think you could easily make an argument this is Kansas's most beloved public servant.
And he's chock full of personality. I go back at the State House, I think 1981 was my first session, and I remember Dale very well through the years. But he got himself in some hot water with legislative leaders. What did he stand accused of, Celia?
So an audit came out last month by Legislative Post Audit, also a very well-respected institution, saying that KSDE has been distributing more money for bus transportation costs than is allowed by law. Over the past 5 years alone, that was an extra $45 million. Then if you look at the fact that this practice has been in place for decades, since the 80s at least, if not the 70s, legislative leaders are saying this could be upwards of $300 million that taxpayers ended up paying extra.
The school finance formula is pretty complicated. It always has been. And there's a separate part of the formula that dictates how much money goes to school districts to cover transportation costs?
Yes, there is. And what's kind of at issue here is KSDE was using an interpretation of that formula that they say was kind of the direction given to them verbally by lawmakers who worked on this decades ago. But that interpretation, according to the auditors, is not specified in law, and it results in certain school districts receiving more money. The school districts that are most affected by this are Wichita and Shawnee Mission. So if all of a sudden, you know, you stripped out this way that KSDE is giving out money, then Wichita, for example, would lose $3 million in bus funding for a single school year.
Okay. So I'm starting to get the picture now. Dale Dennis, who's been on the scene for a long time, gets some direction, some verbal direction from legislators back in the 80s, and it changes the way he allocates this money, and he does it that way from then right on through now. An audit blows the whistle on it. And then legislative leaders, Senate President Susan Weigel and House Speaker Ron Reichman in particular, use this audit then to say this is inappropriate and they want to hold Dale Dennis accountable. Is that correct?
They're saying this was not something that was meant to be personal, although some people are interpreting it that way. So here's House Speaker Ron Reichman, for example.
This was not intended to be about him. It was intended about protecting the integrity of our laws and in our institution.
In any event, all of this led to a really extraordinary meeting late last week. The State Board of Education called a special meeting to dig into this.
The Commissioner of Education, Randy Watson, technically he has the power to act on this or not, to say, you know, I'm suspending my deputy and looking into this financial situation. He chose to seek the advice of the State Board of Education. They went into executive session. They came out, and by a vote of 9-1, they voted to tell the commissioner that they were supporting Dale Dennis and his staff fully. It's worth noting that the State Board of Education is predominantly Republican. So here's one of those Republicans, Ken Willard. He is from Hutchinson.
It seems to me that considering what we've heard today and the agreement that was made back in the 80s, that the burden of responsibility for correcting that situation lied with the legislature.
And see, I think it's important to let listeners know, at least as far as Topeka was concerned, how unusual this scene was. You had the State Board of Education meeting in special session, and didn't you have a packed room, supporters for Dale Dennis, and there was a letter submitted, what, by four former Kansas governors, all giving Dale a vote of confidence? I can't remember a scene like this in my years here.
This was one of the more emotional topics, I think, that drew a lot of people to the room. It was packed. Teachers couldn't come because they were at work, although many of them took to Twitter to support Dale Dennis in, you know, the evening before and such. But it was packed with superintendents who came from around the state. I talked to one who drove 5 hours that morning to make sure to get there in person. He could have watched online, but for them, they feel like Dale Dennis is this paragon of public service, and it was their turn to show him that they stand by him.
So at the end of the day, the State Board of Education is, with one dissenting vote, instructing Randy Watson to take no disciplinary action against Dale Dennis, and that is indeed then what happened?
Yeah. Randy Watson said afterwards he will not be suspending Dale Dennis.
What happens with the underlying question in terms of how the money then gets distributed to the school district?
It's safe to say this is far from over. So for now, KSDE you know, they had agreed with the auditors to change what they're doing and fit with what the auditors say needs to be done. But they were going to give, basically give school districts a bit of notice. So this wouldn't happen overnight because, as I mentioned, some districts would lose a lot of money.